So I had this idea along that time period for a series that I would call My Mirage, that was a coming-of-age novel in pictures mostly, set in the 1960s, that would utilize as many different aesthetics as possible. Because I thought this is my forte, is jumping around and doing various things. And that series was based on an interest. I'd been studying the 60s. Came of age in the 60s. I was interested in the storyline, which a lot of people followed, which was to become part of this sort of pagan 60s Bacchanalian revelry and then retreat back into Christianity, that there was this return of the repressed Christian stuff that initially, when we entered it, we would never imagine could come back and conquer it. So that I felt that Iron Butterfly, because they had this sort of church organ sound to a lot of their music, especially My Mirage and Inagata da Vida, which also is a drunken way of saying In the Garden of Eden, that they were sort of being used humorously because they weren't a highly respected band, but they were very popular, and thus a sort of a cultural touchstone. That was a good way to frame it. Also, the song My Mirage was about a guy who has a vision. He wants to paint it on the wall so all the beautiful people can come and see. And I was also interested in the 1960s how quickly people who were very, very good at one thing or had one great album would eventually be incapable of producing and much of interest for the most part. That evanescent quality of creativity, I was hoping to avoid it in myself, but I was interested in it.